Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right. I'm just gonna set up here. So, when I was younger, I didn't have the patience or physical discipline to walk around with my parents when they wanted to spend hours shopping.
我小的时候既没有耐心，也缺乏那种能够长时间陪伴父母逛街的体力。
So when we were out, I would get bored and try to find a way to get off my feet, you know, whether it be with a chair, a bench, or any elevated surface off the floor.
所以每当全家出门的时候，我总会感觉到无聊，并且然后想办法找地方坐下来歇歇脚，无论是椅子、长椅，还是任何离平地稍高的平面。
One day we were in a store, and I was already tired after a very short time, and I was eager to sit on something to get some rest.
有天我们在一家商店里，没过多久就感到疲惫，急切地想找一个地方坐下来歇歇脚。
There wasn't anything around except what seemed to be that seemed usable except for a stack of boxes that were by themselves.
放眼望去，周围似乎没有什么可以供落座的东西。唯独有一叠单独放的箱子。
From the outside, they were big and looked sturdy, and I thought would be able to support my weight if I tried to sit on them.
从外表看来，这些箱子个头大，并且看起来结实，我觉得自己坐上去应该能够承受住体重。
My understanding of the situation seemed to make sense, so I leaned into that and proceeded to try to sit on the stack. And the moment I sat down, the boxes collapsed with me on the floor.
竟然看似合理，我便顺势坐了上去。结果一坐下，箱子就塌了，我也随之跌坐了地板上。
I share this to demonstrate why it can be risky when we lean on our own understanding in life.
我分享这个经历是为了说明为什么在生活中单凭自己的理解行事往往充满风险。
We think we're smarter and know ourselves better than anyone else around, so we choose to live life on our own terms.
我们总以为自己比周遭任何人都聪明，更了解自己，因此选择照自己的意愿去生活。
But in God's eyes, that very well lead you to falling on your face.
但在上帝的眼中，这种做法很有可能会让我们栽个大跟头。
However, in today's passage was read earlier in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, the Bible presents us with an opportunity to do better than that immature version of myself many years ago.
然而刚才读到箴言三章五到六节的经文中为我们提供了一个很好的契机，让我们能够做得比多年前那个不成熟的自己更好。
In this passage, I want to address three questions.
在这段经文中我想探讨三个问题。
What does it mean to trust the Lord with all your heart?
全心信靠主意味着什么？
Why can't we lean on our own understanding?
为什么我们不能够依靠自己的聪明？
What happens in the process of submitting to God?
顺服神的过程中会发生什么事？
Since the passage was already read, I'm going to pray first, and then we'll get to the first point.
既然刚才已经读过经文了，让我们先做个祷告，然后我们再进入第一个要点。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day to dive deeper into your word together.
亲爱的天父，感谢你赐给我们这一天，让我们能够一同深入研读你的话语。
Help us to understand what it means to fully trust you and to let you guide our way in life, because it is the better way.
求你帮助我们明白全能信靠你，并且让你指引我们的人生道路又意味着什么，因为那是更美好的道路。
We thank you for this time of growing in our knowing of you.
感谢您让我们在这段时光中能够加深对您的认识。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名这样祷告。
Amen. All right, now let's get to our first question. What does it mean to trust the Lord with all your heart?
现在我们来看第一个问题，全心信靠主意味着什么？
Okay. So every night before I go to bed, I set my alarm on my phone to wake me up the next morning, and then I go to sleep.
每晚睡前我都会在手机上设定闹钟，以便隔天早上叫醒自己。
I don't lay there wondering if it is going to wake me up on time, or I wake up in the middle of the night to check to see if the alarm is still on.
我不会躺在床上担心闹钟是否能够准时响起。也不会半夜醒来去检查闹钟是否还开着。
I don't have a backup alarm just in case my phone alarm unexpectedly fails.
我也不会为了防备手机闹铃意外失灵而设定备用的闹钟。
No, I just go to sleep in peace with the belief that no matter what happens, my phone is going to wake me up when I need it to. And just as you would guess, my phone rings just as it should at 7 a.m.
我只是安心入睡，坚持无论发生了什么，手机都会在需要的时候把我叫醒。而正如你所料，手机在7点早上的时候准时响了。
But it doesn't really matter because baby John already woke me up at 6 a.m.
不过这也不关紧要，因为小约翰早在早上6点就把我吵醒了。
But what's important is that the phone still did what I had faith in what it would do.
重要的是，手机确实履行了它所应尽的职责，正如我所信赖的那样。
That is what it means to trust in the Lord.
这就是信靠主的意思。
You read what the Bible says about God.And how he loves people and only wants what is good for them, but by his standards, so you put your faith in him.
你阅读圣经中关于神的记载，了解他如何爱世人，并惟愿世人得益处，尽管是按照他的标准，从而将信心交托于他。
You trust him and his plan for you, so you put yourself at his mercy, just as I put myself at the mercy of my phone's alarm.As you obediently follow God's instruction for you.
你信靠主，以及他为你所设定的计划，顺服他遵行主的旨意，将自己完全交托于他，就像我顺从手机闹钟的设定一样。
But when you put your trust in the Lord, you have to do it with all your heart.
然而，当你信靠主的时候，你必须全心全意。
You can't just have one foot in the I trust God door and the other foot in the I trust.Insert blank door.
你不能一脚踏在我信靠神的门里，另一脚却踏在我信靠不确定的门里。
In my study of the passage, I came across a commentator that said, unless you trust God 100%, then he really doesn't have your trust at all.
在研读这段经文的时候，我看见一位解经家指出，除非你百分之百信靠神，否则你根本就没有真正的信靠他。
If I use my analog battery-operated plug-in radio clock with my phone alarm, did I trust my phone alarm to wake me up in the morning?
以前我使用传统闹钟收音机，又使用手机闹铃时，当时的我真的信得过手机闹钟能够叫醒我吗？
No, I didn't, because if I did, I would have only set one alarm.
其实不然，否则的话，我就只会设一个闹钟了。
However, over time, as my phone alarm showed me time and time again how reliable it was, I eventually just let go of the other alarm.
不过随着时间的推移，手机闹钟一次又一次地证明它的可靠性，我最终就放弃了使用传统的闹钟。
It is not easy to give your whole heart to something.
全心投入某件事情并非容易的事，彻底顺服也同样艰难。
It is hard to fully submit. It is also against human logic to do so because if we have this instinct to survive and we can only do that if we protect ourselves because deep down, we don't trust anyone else but ourselves.
这样做似乎违背了人的本能逻辑，因为我们有着与生俱来的生存本能。只有保护好自己才能够生存，而在内心深处，我们除了自己，谁也不敢真正的信赖。
So you can imagine the leap of faith it would take to trust God with all of your heart.
因此你可以想象要全心全意地信靠上帝需要付出多大的信心和勇气。
And the word heart here means more than just your emotions.
这里的心不仅仅是你的情感。
It includes your mind and spirit.
也涵盖你的思想与灵性。
So you're not just letting God transform the way you...emotionally react, but you're giving him permission to change the way you think about life, not just reactively, but proactively.
这意味着你不仅是让神改变你的情绪反应方式，更是允许他改变你对生命的看法，让你从被动的反转变为主动的思考。
You're letting him shape your desires, your purpose, your will, in addition to your ideas.
除了重塑你的观念，你也让他塑作你的欲望、人生目标和意志。
Some people's resistance to this might be, well, why would I want to do that?
有些人对此可能会有抵触的心理，心想我为什么要这样做呢？
by trusting God with all my heart and letting Him change it, I'm essentially losing who I am, because what is left isn't really me.
如果全心信靠神，并任由他改变我的心，那我岂不是失去了自我？因为改变之后，剩下的那个人就不再是我了。
I know what I want and I need, and thus what is best for me. But the next verse shows us that maybe we need to rethink that.
我们自以为清楚自己的欲望和需求，也知道自己什么是对自己最好，但下一个经文中却向我们表明这一点，我们或许需要重新思考这一点。
Okay. So this leads us to the second question. Why can't we lean on our own understanding?
这就引出了第二个问题，为什么我们不能依靠自己的理解？
So, why not, you may ask?
你可能问，为什么不能呢？
Did you know that in certain parts of the country, it rained a lot this past month?
你知道过去的一个月里，在这国家某些地区降雨量非常的大。
I remember watching newscasts of reporters out there in the torrential downpour.
我曾经记得看过一些新闻报道，画面中记者正身处倾盆大雨之中。
In the background of some of these reports, you would see people abandoning their cars because they were stuck in the flooded road.
在一些报道的背景里，还能看到人们因车辆被困在积水的路上，不得不丢弃车辆离开。
How did it get to this point?
他们究竟是如何陷入这种情况的呢？
Just as a side note, so this one's in Houston, the other one's in New Jersey. Notice the New Jersey plate right there, all that CRV.
左边的这个是在波士顿，右边的这张图是在 New Jersey, 新泽西州。
So maybe as they arrived to the flooded area, they thought to themselves, well, I'm sure the water isn't that deep.
当他们抵达积水路段的时候，或许心里想着水肯定没有那么深。
So, with their assumptions of what they thought was the whole picture, they proceeded to drive through the water, only to find out it was deeper than they thought, and the car couldn't handle it, leaving them stuck in the middle of the road.
于是基于这种自以为掌握全部情况的判断，他们就把车驾驶于水中，结果发现水深超过预期，车辆无法应对，最后被困在了路中央。
That's the risk people take in life when they lean on their own understanding.
这就是人们在生活中若单凭一己之见行事所要承担的风险。
They make assumptions and move through life with an understanding that is either clouded or incomplete.
他们往往基于种种假设，带着模糊或片面的认知在生活中前行。
That's understandable.Because as limited human beings, we don't have the full picture of life.
其实这也不难理解，因为身为有限的人类，我们无法洞悉生命的全貌。
We don't know what's going to happen next, or how things will end.
既不知道接下来会发生什么，也无法预知事情最终的结局。
We travel on a road, knowing only what is in front of us, whereas God...can lead us on a road knowing exactly what we face down the road.
我们行路的时候往往只会看到眼前的一切，而神引领我们前进的时候却深知前路会发生什么事情。
So in that way, he's in the best position to guide us, prepare us for whatever is next.
是因为如此，他最适合指引我们，并让我们为即将到来的一切做好准备。
Only God sees the full picture, which is why we are advised not to lean on our own understanding, but to trust God with all our heart.
唯有神能洞悉全局，这正是我们被教导不可依靠自己的聪明，而要全心信靠神的缘故。
I mentioned before that our understanding can also be clouded.
我之前也提到过，我们的认知也可能受到蒙蔽。
This means that there are a variety of influences.Some unwanted over our decision making.
这意味着我们的决策过程会受到各种因素的影响，其中有些是我们不希望存在的。
We have biases that are based on past experiences or taught by culture.
我们怀抱着基于过往经验或文化灌输形成的偏见。
We may have personalities that may direct us to be more naive. or suspicious, or maybe passive versus aggressive.
我们的性格特质也可能左右我们行为的倾向，例如让我们变得更天真或更多疑，或者在被动与主动甚至好斗之间做出某种选择。
Although there could be some good influences in our lives, the ultimate influencer that we ought to be subscribed to is God, because everything that He will guide us to do will be based on His love.
尽管生活中不乏良善的影响，但我们真正应当追随终极指引者就是上帝，因为他引导我们所做的一切皆源自于他的爱。
Now, we may not always understand the way God does things, but He tells us that He knows better than we do.
我们或许未必总能理解上帝行事的方式，但他告诉我们，他比我们更通晓一切。
In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, it says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are than your thoughts.
以赛亚书55章8到9节，耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
However, God gives us each the choice of whether or not to trust Him, and in doing so, obeying Him and following His commands in the process. But you can either get caught below the water, or let God take you higher above to a better place.
然而，上帝给我们每一个人选择权，是选择信靠他，并由此顺服他，遵行他的诫命，或者不信靠他。你可以选择困在水下面，也可以让上帝带你升到高处，进入更美好的境地。
However, what would that entail?
不过这具体意味着什么呢？
That leads us to our third and final question. What happens in the process of submitting to God?
这就引出了我们第三个也是最后一个问题，在顺服上帝的过程中会发生什么事情？
Hopefully, I was able to help us understand that trusting the Lord with all your heart means not reserving any of the trust in yourself.Because God's ways are higher than your ways, our ways.
希望我能帮助大家明白，全心信靠主意味着不再留一丝一毫的信心给自己，因为神的道路高过我们的道路。
He sees all and is the source of all wisdom, so He knows what's best for us.
他洞察一切，是智慧的源头，因此他深知道什么是对我们最好的。
So if we were to follow His lead,then those would be the best choices we can make in life.
所以如果我们跟随他的指引，那便是我们在人生中所能做出最佳的选择。
This is why you're instructed in the next verse to submit to him in all our ways.
正因如此，下一章节会教导我们要凡事顺服他。
This goes beyond deciding how to spend your Sunday morning.
这不仅关乎如何安排周日早晨的活动。
Do I go to church or do I go to dim sum?
例如，早上应该是去教会还是应该去喝早茶？
This is a decision my family has had to face multiple times because of our unbelieving extended family members who decide to go to dim sum on Sunday mornings.
我的家人就曾经多次面临这种抉择，因为我们那些不信主的亲戚常会在星期日早晨去喝早茶。
It goes beyond choosing whether to tie to the church or saving up for that new home project.
这不仅是关于选择向教会十一奉献，还是把钱存下来用于新居工程的问题。
Prioritize God in all aspects of our lives.
要在生活的各个层面都以神为先。
Replace yourself with Jesus in the driver's seat.
让耶稣取代你自己，坐在人生的驾驶座上。
How do you spend time at home?
在家时如何度过时光？
When do you read the Bible or pray with family?
你何时与家人一同读经或祷告？
How can I show love rather than selfishness during this stressful moment?
在这个充满压力的时刻，我该如何表现出爱而不是自私？
And as you do this, I pray that it's not just blind submission or reluctant obligation.
在你们这样做的时候，我祈愿这不仅仅是盲目的顺服或勉强的义务。
If you look at other English translations in this passage, instead of the word submit, you may see acknowledge.
如果你查这段经文其他的英文译本的时候，你会发现顺服 submit 一词，有时候会翻译成 knowledge 认知。
The reason for this is that the Hebrew word underneath those English translations is yada, which means to know, see, understand.Acknowledge.
这是因为这些译本背后的希伯来文译亚达这个意义包括知道、看见、理解和认知。
To know God in the Old Testament is not just a head knowledge type of thing.
在旧约中，认识神不只是一种理智上的认知。
There's a heart connection as well.
更包含心灵层面的连结。
So when we submit to God's ways, it is a result of a relationship we have with God in which we know, understand, and acknowledge God for who He is and His good purposes in our life.
因此当我们顺服神的行事方式时，这是源自于我们与神建立的关系。在这层关系中，我们认识、理解、变成认神的本性以及他在我们生命中的美好旨意。
Keep in mind that the good is determined by Him.
但请记住，何为美好是由神来定义的。
Through study of His Word, we allow God's Word to enter our minds.
透过研读神的话语，我们让神的话进入我们的心思。
I mentioned studying instead of reading because sometimes we can read and not pay attention.
我之所以说研读而非仅仅阅读，是因为有时我们虽然在读，但却未留心。
If you want to know God, you need to pay attention.
若想要认识神，就必须专心留意。
You need to pray to God and allow God's word to enter your heart.
你需要向神祷告，让神的话语进入你的心。
You pray so when God answers, you listen.
你之所以祷告，是为了在神回应的时候能够聆听。
What might you hear?
你可能会聆听到什么呢？
Perhaps he will give you a clear vision, or maybe he will all give you just a sense of peace and reassurance of love that comes with his presence through the power of the Holy Spirit when you're being faithful, and he will give you a disturbance in your spirit when you're doing something against his will and engaging in unrighteousness.
也许他会赐给你清晰的意象，又或许当你忠心行事时，他会借着圣灵的大能，透过他的同在赐予你内心的平安与被爱的确证。而当你行事违背他的旨意或陷入不义的时候，他则会使你的灵感到不安。
Remember, this passage ends by reminding us that the goal of knowing God, trusting in Him, and submitting is so that He can make our path straight.
请记住这段经文在结尾。提醒着我们，认识神、信靠神并顺服神，其目的在于让他能够指引我们走正直的路。
To live a life that is a straight path is to live a life that is in right relationship with God.
过一条正直的道路，就是过一种与神建立正确关系的生活。
It means admitting you need God in your life and giving Him control as you turn away from sin and towards the things that please God.
这意味着你要承认生命中需要神，并将主权交托于他，同时，离弃罪恶，转而追求那令神喜悦的事情。
And although I don't want the gospel to be a health and wealth message, I can't ignore the verses that come after this that expand on the impact of trusting God with everything and centering your lives on Him.
尽管我不希望将福音仅仅解读于关于健康和财富的信息，但我无法忽视随后的经文。这些经文进一步阐明了凡是信靠神并以他为生活中心所带来的益处。
In verses 7 to 10, it says this, Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth,with the first fruits of all your crops, then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim with new wine.
经文七至十节写道，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事， 这必使你的身体健康，使你的骨头滋润。你要把你的财物和一切出手的农作物敬奉耶和华，这样你的仓库便充满有余，你的榨酒池也必盈溢新酒。
Could being blessed with good health and wealth be a result of putting your trust fully in God and letting Him make your path straight?
拥有健康的体魄和丰裕的财富是否源于全心信靠上帝，让他来指引你的人生正途呢？
I mean, it surely is a possibility, it says right there, but because there are positive benefits when you seek to live a righteous life and treat those around you and yourself with love.
这确实是很有可能的，因为当你致力于过正直的生活，并以爱心对待他人及自己的时候，便会获得积极的益处。
But more importantly, what we should really be looking forward to that comes with putting all your trust in God doesn't come with dollar signs.
但更重要的是，全心信靠神所带来真正值得期待的事情事物，并非金钱利益。
It's the hope of eternal life in God's house.
那是关于在神家中，永生的盼望。
It's a peace that surpasses all understanding.
那是超越人一切所理解的平安。
It's a love that is worth the life of God's Son.
更是那值得神以爱子的生命为代价去成就的爱。
Those are the real benefits of allowing God to make your path straight.
这才是让神指引你人生正途所带来的真正益处。
So ask yourself, how straight is your path right now?
那么请现在问问自己，你的道路有多笔直？
And I'll conclude with this.
那我来做个总结。
To put all your trust in the Lord and to submit to him in all your ways so he can straighten your path is not easy and is not meant to be done alone. Otherwise, we wouldn't need the church.
要全心信靠主，并在一切事上顺服他，好让他修直我们的道路。这并非容易的事，也绝非凭单一一己之力就能够做到，否则我们就不需要教会了。
However, that is one of the reasons why we are meeting right now and every Sunday, not to mention on other days of the week,for Bible study and prayer meeting.
然而，这正是我们此时此刻及每个主日相聚的原因之一，更不用说我们在平日还会举行查经和祷告会。
These are some of the landmarks that God has given us if we want to travel down the straight path that He has intended for us.
如果我们想要沿着神为我们预备的正直道路前行，这就是他赐给我们的一些路标。
So if you haven't already, I invite you to invest your time and energy in checking them out.So you can join us on this journey.
因此，如果你尚未参与其中，我诚挚地邀请你投入时间和精力去了解这些活动，加入我们的同侪之旅。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being trustworthy of our faith.
亲爱的天父，感谢您值得我们信靠。
We know it is hard to let go of control of our lives, but give us our daily reminder of.How we can always count on you no matter the place and time because of your steadfast love for us.
我们深知要放下对自己生命的掌控并非容易的事，但求你时时刻刻提醒我们，因为你那坚定不移的爱，无论何时何地，我们都可以全然信靠你。
For anyone here who is struggling to trust you with all their heart and to submit to you in all their ways, may the Holy Spirit free them from those struggles so they can experience freedom in you.
愿圣灵释放那些在全心信靠您，在一切事上顺服您方面感到挣扎的人们，使他们能够因您而得到真正的自由。
We thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
我们向您献上感谢，并奉耶稣的名，主耶稣名这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, would you please stand with me? We sing the ending song. bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, please be seated. 感谢赞美主。